Thank you for calling customer support. This is Don speaking. How may I assist you?
I am billed for something that I don't even know that I never even got. It's Louise Lawton.
All right. May I ask for your zip code to get your account located?
All right. What do you want?
Your
My zip code?
02219. Thank you. And what was that first and last name again?
Louise Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N.
Thank you. And could you verify your shipping address?
37 Riverside Avenue, Johnston, Rhode Island.
Thank you. Hold one brief moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what I'm seeing here is an account was opened with us back on February 27th in regards of a smartwatch and a set of earbuds.
Wait a minute now. I just called another number and spoke with somebody.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
What? And I took care of that. And that was another number and another, the Shop Nutrition.
Yes, ma'am.
And Blaze Nature is you. What is this?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm getting charged. It's the same place?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why am I? Well, she took care of that part. But I'm getting charged again for something I never even received, to tell you the truth. Now, they charged me for $7.92 and $69.97, right? Besides charging me the $5.95 and the $59. What is this? And I never even received anything. But the girl's taking care of that, and she's going to refund me some, and they're sending me the watch. Now, why am I getting charged twice?
All right. Now, what I'm seeing here, ma'am, is the agent actually handled both accounts for you.
Accounts for me? How the hell did this happen? I can't believe it. Somebody really screwed up royally.
All right, so I'm seeing here you just called in stating you never received the watch and you didn't want the earbuds, so you wanted to send those back. I'm seeing that.
No, I'm not sending them back. I'm just not. I didn't get the watch. She's refunding because I. And the whole problem is here, you're charging me again. I'm charged twice. The things that I never even received. I got the earbuds and I got oh my God, what a rip off. You've got to take off this what, $69.97 And the five, let me see if this is a chat. Wow. Drop Nutrition, the $69.97 and $7.92. I need to be reimbursed for that.
Let's see. All right. Now, again, as I was trying to state, I'm seeing that you stated you didn't really want the earbuds, so you wanted to send
them. I never ordered them. Well, I'll send them back. If you send me something to send them back, I don't need them. But she already took care of that end. The other, because I'm getting charged by Shop Nutrition, $5.97. And let's see, wait, here, Shop Nutrition, and $59.97. And I'm getting charged Blaze Nature, $7.92, and where is it? Oh, here, God. Yeah, and $69.97. All right, so you're charging me $7.92 for something that I didn't even get. I never ordered. I ordered one thing. I ordered a watch that I never got. That's exactly what it is. I ordered a watch that I never got. And I took care of that with the girl. That got straightened out. But this, and I never ordered. And you're charging me $69.97. So you have to deduct 78.89 that you need to take off my credit card. Not counting what she's doing, because she's taking the $45 off. But this is completely ridiculous. How can you do business like that? Are you listening
All right.
to me?
Yes, ma'am. I am, in fact, listening to you. I was waiting on the opportunity to finally talk.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm seeing here, again, is you were stating you would be willing to send back the earbuds because you didn't want them. I'm seeing that the last agent you spoke with did offer a 35% refund on the charges, and that was agreed upon. So with that being said, you did receive a 35% refund of that $69 charge. You received $24.49 for that one. And for
no, 45. The refund is going to be $45. She told me that.
Yes, ma'am.
Refund is $45.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this one, I should have a complete refund because there was no such order.
Yes, ma'am. That $45 refund that you're mentioning, that is both of the tallies together. That was $24.49 for the first object, the Hype Watch, and $20.99 for the earbuds. Together, those come out to around $45.30.
Right.
That is what you received the $45 refund for.
I understand that, but this is something altogether different, what I'm calling you about. The $79.89. That's another order you got in here that I never ordered and I never received. So I need to be refunded $78.89.
Could you repeat that second quantity, ma'am?
The second what?
The second price.
$78.89. It's $7.92 and $69.97. There are two separate bills on here on my credit card. Not counting the other one that she took care of. I straightened that one out.
All right, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. What I'm stating is you spoke with the last agent about the account already. The last agent shipped you a new product.
The other account, not this account, not what I'm getting charged for now.
No, ma'am. The
that
accounts.
Was something different. What?
The accounts are together.
What do you
this
mean
is one
together?
Big. This is one account, ma'am.
Well, then you still owe me $78.89. It's not one account. You're charging me twice. How can it be one account?
Ma'am, if it wasn't the same account, I wouldn't be able to see that the last agent refunded you.
Well, I'm sorry. You charged me twice.
Yes, ma'am. When you ordered the products initially, you ordered a Hype Watch with shipping insurance and a set of earbuds. When you ordered those products initially, they were ordered within a 14-day trial. What that 14-day trial allowed you to do is to access or to receive those products by only paying the shipping and handling costs for the first 14 days.
I never received it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why she's reimbursing me for that. But this one is something other than that. It's another order. If it's all in the same order, I'm telling you, you owe me $78.89.
All right, ma'am.
Two different lists. Four charges.
You have a $7.92 charge. You have a $5.97 charge. You have a $59.97 charge. And a $69.97 charge.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. There is no $70 charge.
And nothing to show for it. Huh?
There is no $70 charge, ma'am.
It comes to $78.89. The $7.92 and the $69.97 comes to $78.89 that I never, ever ordered.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I should not be charged for that.
However, you had the last agent ship you out a new watch, so I would not be able to refund you yet again, ma'am.
Again for what? You charged me for something. You're charging me twice for the same damn thing? Come on. You cannot be charging me twice for the same damn thing. And I
you're not charged
me even more.
Twice, ma'am. Ma'am,
you
the
are.
60...
I'm dead.
If you,
you
would allow me to speak, ma'am.
To?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
What?
Would you like for me to add
what
it up for you?
What does the full amount come to?
Absolutely. You give me 1 second, ma'am. You have a charge of $69.97.
And $7.92. I did that. There's no such order. I ordered one watch, not two watches, which I never got.
$69.97.
Now the second one, I did not order. I don't. There is no such thing. I have received nothing. I wouldn't order two at separate times. You need to reimburse me $78.89 for something I did not order. Not counting this other one. That has one. They're two different things. They're two different orders. They're not the same order. Impossible. Because they wouldn't be charged two different prices either. You need to take care of me. I'll tell you.
All right, ma'am. And the total altogether comes out to $143.83.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That is...
What a scam. This is a scam. You cannot do that.
You were credited $45, which brings your total to $98.33.
That has nothing to do with this. That has nothing to do with this other charge. You're charging me twice.
Ma'am, if you would allow me to speak, you would fully understand what is going on here.
No, I won't understand. I only understand. You try to understand me, that you charged me for something I never ordered. I ordered the other, which I never got. Now you're charging me for this on top of that? No. I'll have my credit card bite you. I'm telling you, I refuse to have you get away with this.
No, ma'am, you're refusing to listen, which is why you're not fully understanding.
You're not making any sense. Yes,
no, ma'am,
I'm
you're not trying to
you.
Understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to assist you. Again, ma'am.
No, you're not. Not if you're charging me this. You're not
ma'am,
trying
you're
to
not being
me.
Charged again. What I'm trying to state, ma'am, is that you ordered a smartwatch, correct, ma'am?
Yeah, that's all I ordered, a smartwatch.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's only talk about the smartwatch at this moment so we can get on the same page. You ordered a smartwatch for $7.92. When you ordered that smartwatch, you ordered it within a 14-day trial.
Which I never 14 got.
Day and that I understand,
I never
ma'am.
Got the watch.
Again,
so
ma'am.
So I shouldn't be held to anything more.
Again, ma'am, when you ordered the watch initially, it was ordered within a 14-day trial. Once the 14-day trial expired, had we not heard anything negative in regards of the product, that would have been, within those 14 days, that would have been a great time to give us a call and let us know that you had not received the product, and we could have got your trial extended. However, I'm seeing here, you did not speak with an agent. You spoke with an agent.
It was just a ripoff. I just thought it was a ripoff. They sent me so I just ignored it. I said, well, I can deal with that. I said, I'll never order again because I thought I was getting a watch. Instead, that's what I got. And when you order online like that, I guess you get, I figured you screwed me. So it's my fault. Shame on me. So I ate it, right? Then I get this bill. I'm getting charged for two watches and two things that I never got. You're charging me twice. That's all I can say. This other $78.89 is for nothing. I got nothing. I need to be reimbursed for something I never ordered, never got. And
yes,
you can do that.
Yes, ma'am. Again, as I've been trying to state, you're stating you did not receive the product, the trial.
No, I didn't receive the first one. No, I didn't receive the trial one, so it should have still been that price. So, and not only that, she took care of that. But this is something else. I called on this thing. How could they be both in the same one for that kind of money? You owe my credit card $78.89. Period. Now, I don't know why you're trying to give me a hard time on it. No matter how you try to run around about it, this is a fact. This is the way it is. And I will not allow you to do that to me. I will call my credit card and they will credit it.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, your credit card company, they will credit you the full amount. However, that would be temporary. because once we're able to prove that you did in fact sign up for the product, the money will be withdrawn from your account yet again. Again,
wait,
ma'am, I advise...
I didn't order two... How can you charge me twice for the same goddamn thing?
Ma'am, I am trying my best to fully explain to you.
No, you're not. It's down in... It's in black and white. You have charged me twice.
Ma'am, it is in black and white that you ordered the product and you were billed after the trial. It's in black and white, ma'am, that a new product was shipped to you earlier today. When you spoke with the last agent, they had a hype watch sent to you, ma'am.
That's for one. But
yes,
you're charging me twice.
Yes, ma'am. Again, I've been trying to state one is in regards of the watch and one is in regards of the earbuds. That is not for the same product.
What are you talking about the earbuds? Earbuds don't cost $78.89.
This is your first time hearing that, ma'am, because this is your first time allowing me to speak. The Hype watch was $7.92. The earbuds were $5.97.
Mm-hmm.
Those were two different products. You
yes.
stated in the first call that you did.
Twice. I'm
you stated in the
twice.
First call. You stated in the first call, ma'am, that you did receive the earbuds, as well as you stated earlier on the recorded line with me that you did receive the earbuds. Those products
one
were both
pair
ordered.
Of earbuds, which I did not order. And now there's another pair. I'm getting charged for two pairs of earbuds and two.
No, ma'am.
Yes, I am. Well, what is what is the $69.97 and the $59.97 and the $69.97 and I'm charged $59.97. Tell me, and $5.97 and $7.92.
Yes,
four,
ma'am.
I have four charges on here.
My pleasure, ma'am. When you ordered the products initially, i.e. the Hype watch and the earbuds, when you ordered those products initially, you were only held accountable for the shipping and handling fees of the product. That was on a 14-day trial. Once the 14-day trial expired...
I'm not talking about that.
Once the 14-day trial expired, ma'am, you were billed the retail price for both of those products. The $69.97 is the retail price of the Hype watch. The $59.97 is the retail price of the earbuds. The last
I can buy
agent,
earbuds for $5. What are you talking about?
The last agent and you spoke. I was not there to witness what you guys spoke on. However, I'm seeing here in the notes that it was agreed upon that you receive a $45 refund. That $45 was in regards of both products. $24.49 for the $69.97 purchase and $20.99 for the $59.97 purchase. Therefore, you received a $45 credit, which is 35%, as agreed upon in your prior call.
I'm still going to have them check this. I'm going to have, I mean, that you're charging me twice for both things, both of them.
You were charged the shipping and handling fees. That does not come to us. That goes through USPS or whoever your delivery method was. In this case, it was USPS.
Oh, I'll get to the bottom of this. You haven't heard the last of me because this is absolutely 100% robbery. I don't have that kind of money. I'm 89 years old, and I thought, you know, doing this would be a nice thing, that I needed something like that. But getting ripped off like this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You have not helped me at all.
All right, what